next patient is going to be Charles. Charles Williams, 1028-61. Mr. Williams is a. No, I don't think you have to. Did you want me to? What does he need to link you? Oh, sorry. Yeah, you don't have to. Babe. Go home. It's raining. I'll call you in a minute. Hang on one second. Charles Williams was born 1028-61. He's a 64-year-old gentleman originally from Mississippi. He's single. He has been married before, but he's divorced. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. He's used to work shipyards and construction worker in the past. He has no children. He lives alone, period. He requires the help of provider services to be able to live in his current apartment, but that has been discontinued. They're in the process of providing him with another provider at this time. Surgery, he's had two strokes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, no, medical problems. Two strokes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, no diabetes, decreased hearing. Surgical history, has had cardiac stent placement on the left side. Allergen medication includes Plavix, 75 milligram once a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram / 12.5 hydrochlorothiazide once a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, and Lipitor, 80 milligram a day. Family history, mom died of old age at 93. Three died out of a stroke. Hospitalization was in February of 2024 because of a stroke. He may have had a heart attack at that time, and that's when the stent was placed. Family history, he doesn't believe in COVID immunization. He has not had any flu shot at this time. Review of system, he's able to walk, but he's having a hard time walking because of dragging his right foot. He's not able to drive any longer. He does require help of a provider. He has had weight loss. He has had difficulty swallowing. He has had difficulty with mentation. He's more confused. He's had history of TIA. You know him at emesis, hematochezia, and his weakness and his stroke appears to have definitely worsened since earlier in February this year. Blood pressure is 143 over 100, pulse is 68, respirations 18, O2 side 99%, temperature 97.3. Heart positive, stone positive, stone positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JBD, positive bruise noted bilaterally, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion, patient has muscle wasting in the lower extremity, there's left-sided weakness noted with a foot drop on the left side. Assessment, 64-year-old gentleman with history of stroke earlier this year, period. Now his condition has worsened. He's more confused. He may have had more lacunar, L-A-C-U-N-A-R, stroke, evident by his hypertension out of control, period. He states that he took his blood pressure a few minutes ago, and that's why his blood pressure is elevated, period. He's definitely need a provider. This was discontinued for some paperwork reason, and they're in the process of getting it restarted, period. The paragraph is very difficult for Charles to get to the doctor's office, and for this reason, his caretaker has asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved, period. He meets the criteria for hospice and palliative care at this time because of his worsening condition, worsening left-sided weakness, bouts of dysphagia. He also does wear a diaper. He's lost weight. He has had tremendous weight loss with muscle wasting. He also has a history of hyperlipidemia, but the changes are consistent with possible new stroke versus lacunar-type strokes, period. He definitely meets the criteria for provider services and hospice and palliative care at this time for at least one period to see if his condition worsens, period. He definitely cannot go see the doctor and would like the hospice physician to see him at home, period. Foot drop related to his stroke, but he's definitely worse, most likely because of most likely related to deconditioning and or new stroke and or lacunar strokes, period. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Williams. Thank you.